وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Allah said, and remember when we took your covenant and we raised above you the mount, saying, hold firmly to what we have given you and hear our word. They said, we have heard and disobeyed. And their hearts absorbed the worship of the calf because of their disbelief. Say, worse indeed is that which your faith enjoins on you if you are believers. Chapter 2, verse 93, Al-Quran. The next topic is, the Jews rebel after Allah took their covenant and raised the mountain above their heads. Allah reminded the Jews of their errors, breaking His covenant, transgression, and defiance, when He raised Mount Thur above them so that they would believe and agree to the terms of the covenant. Yet, they broke it soon afterwards. Allah said, they said, we have heard and disobeyed. Means we have mentioned the tafsir of this subject before. Abdul Razzaq said that Ma'mar narrated that Qatada said that about Allah's statement, and their hearts absorbed the worship of the calf. Means they absorbed its love until its love resided in their hearts. This is also the opinion of Abu al-Aliya and Arabi bin Anas. Allah's statement, say, worst indeed is that which your faith enjoins on you if you are believers, means worse yet is the manner in which you behaved in the past and even now, disbelieving in Allah's ayah and defying the prophets. You also disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the worst of your deeds and the harshest sin that you committed. You disbelieved in the final messenger and the master of all prophets and messengers, the one who was sent to all mankind. How can you then claim that you believe while committing the evil of breaking Allah's covenant, disbelieving in Allah's ayah and worshipping the calf instead of Allah?